What's up, Raider Nation? How y'all feeling today? I know I'm feeling good. Dustin couldn't be with us today because who gives a fuck? You got me, and that's all that really matters, right? Let's start by recapping yesterday's game. First and foremost, hope everybody had a happy Christmas. Merry Christmas, happy whatever, all that shit. Get ready for the new year. But let's go over this. Key stats from yesterday. You had Aiden O'Connell, 62 yards. He was 9 of 21, 0 touchdowns, 0 interceptions, 0 completions in 3 quarters. Zamir White, career high of 145 yards, including a 43-yard gain. That boy was on the move. Malcolm Kuntz, 3 sacks, 4 tackles for a loss. Jack Jones, 1 interception, 1 touchdown. Adam Butler, 1 forced fumble. Bilal Nichols, 1 fumble recovery, 1 touchdown. And Max Crosby's just doing a whole lot of damage to Patrick Mahomes' ego. I mean, Max literally shattered every single bit of hope that Patrick Mahomes has for anything. Max had Patrick crying. He had Travis Kelce crying. I saw Brittany up there crying. I saw, Taylor Swift crying. Like, Max he made everybody in Red's life absolutely hell. And I loved it. I loved every single second of it. I even rewatched the game today because I loved it so much. But, you know, we're going to talk about this because I think that, you know, some of the things that have been going on are this team has a different attitude. This team has a new ego. This team has a new swagger. And I love it. They're emulating the Raiders of old. They are playing like Raiders. AP is coaching his ass off right now. Bo Hardigree's calling a pretty decent offense too. Shout out Raider Room. Patrick Graham is doing the damn thing. And so, you know, what I want to do is I want to kind of talk about these past couple of weeks with this team and just seeing them turn the corner. Obviously, there was a new identity for this team as soon as Antonio Pierce took over. But last week against the Chargers, you know, putting up 63 points, going ham on them, basically making everybody just they got Brandon Staley fired. I heard through the grapevine that Khalil Mack actually stood in front of Brandon Staley at the airport while they were boarding the plane and told him to find another way home. I don't know. I haven't had it confirmed yet, but that's what I heard. And so I'm just passing it on to y'all. As far as, you know, what's in the future, there's a lot. There's a lot at stake, right? We have 2 games left. We have the Colts. We have the Broncos. And we want to see the team win out. You know, everybody first was saying, well, let's play for draft position. Fuck draft position. Let's try to get into the playoffs. Let's try to sneak into the playoffs and see what this team can do. Let's have some more victory cigars. I love it that the next team that goes into the visiting locker room is going to smell that smoke. I love it. And I see people saying we're celebrating. And I see seeing people celebrating, being a 6-8 team, 7-8 team. Yeah, no, it's not celebrating that. It's celebrating, one, beating the Chiefs, doing something that is hard to do already. In Arrowhead on Christmas Day, and you see how emotional the guys were. You saw how emotional Antonio Pierce was. We got Raiders of Legion saying we're seeing the defense mirror their head coach. Hell yeah. And you know what? The fan base is too. The fan base is getting big and bold. And I love it because the fan base is finally excited again. We're excited watching games. We're excited seeing defense and big hits. You know, this team is playing like the old school Raiders. I saw yesterday Robert Spillane was knocking freaking dude's heads off. Said he played like Phil Villapiano because he did. Looking like 41 out there. 41 was looking like 41. Freight Train Spillane, as Big Corey says, Freight Train Spillane was doing the damn thing. Comments, get active. Let's go. Let's talk about it. Can't say enough about how Antonio Pierce has been coaching, about how, you know, the team has been playing. Kuntz playing with Black Air Force energy. The whole team is playing with Black Air Force energy. Oh, here's a good one. What if and this is a big if, the Chiefs lose out and the Raiders win out. Well, we would win the division, first and foremost. The Raiders would win the division. And the Chiefs have already lost home field advantage. You could very well see the Chiefs again in the playoffs. You could. It's going to be obviously a different team, but, you know, I'd like it. I'm with it because we would have home field advantage. Moving Wilson inside with Kuntz and Crosby has changed everything, and adding Jones. Absolutely. Jack Jones has been the brightest spot on the Raiders defense outside of obviously Max Crosby. Give respect to Bilal Nichols, Tyree Wilson playing inside. He's making a big improvement on the inside. The defensive line is playing lights out right now. You couldn't ask for better play from the defensive line at this stage. And with the way that the defense was out there all game yesterday, remember, the Raiders offense didn't do a whole lot in that second half. So the defense was out there the majority of the time, and they still shut them down. Shout out Ivan the Great, my shoe plug. What's good, Ivan? What's good, Raider Nation? Look, I'm fired up. I've been taking a little time off the podcast. I had some stuff that I had to take care of, but I'm back. We're back, and we're going to get this thing going for a very long time. I think that this is something that is much needed for the fan base, much needed for me, for Raider Nation. And let's keep this energy going. Let's keep it going. Also, we got to clarify some things because, you know, there was a situation in the game yesterday, which, you know, I thought it was great. I thought it was hilarious anyways, but we got to clarify things. So yesterday when Jack Jones caught the pick six, stared down Mahomes, and then went over to give a kid the ball and then pulled the ball back, it wasn't because he was trying to play the Grinch. He said that there was, I'm looking at the reference. He said there was a guy behind the kid who reached out and tried to take the ball. So he pulled it back so the guy wouldn't take the ball from the kid. So it was a funny story, but he actually did try to give the ball to the kid. So, let's shut down that false narrative because look, I even had fun with it and said, fuck them kids. And I still say, fuck them kids. I would have pulled it down. I would have taken the ball away from the kid. I don't care, but that's just me, and I'm an asshole. So, the other thing, yeah. Shout out to Jack Jones. Jack Jones has had a pick six in two games now, back to back. And the Chargers game when he had that pick six. Oh my God, that reach back. Oh my God, come on now, stop it, stop playing with us. I loved watching the guys turn up in the locker room yesterday. Max having a little fun with that. Some guys saying some choice words for the Chiefs. I love it. I love it. Bring that rivalry back. I mean, look, we've always had the rivalry. So, you know, Chiefs week has always been there. But to be quite frankly, we haven't beat them enough for it to be considered a real rivalry. I was trying to get my guy Mike to pull up. Mike said he said he didn't want to pull up. He said fuck your podcast. I'm just kidding. He didn't say that. But hold on a second. Oh, Raider Tim, what's good? Welcome back. Thank you. Appreciate you. So here's an interesting point. Raiders pre-AP were ranked 19th in the league, giving up 21.4 points per game. Post-AP, they are ranked second, giving up 15.2 points per game. In the last 3 weeks, they are ranked first, giving up 12.7 points per game. I mean, I think that's good, right? I think that's good. I could be wrong. I mean, stats matter, right? Yeah. I believe Jack Jones is, I believe he is still on his rookie deal. Raider Room, can you pull that up? Normally I'd have Dustin do that, but Dustin doesn't want to be here. So, and Cody was going to come on. I was going to have Cody on. I can't tell you what's wrong with Cody, but you guys know there's always something wrong with Cody. But yeah. if you guys really want to know what's going on in Raider Nation, if you guys really want to know who has the best insight, the best information, check out Hondo Carpenter, man. That he has given you guys everything straight. He's been one to give you the correct information. He was one of the first to say Jimmy G was going to be the guy. Jimmy came in. He was one of the first to say that Josh McDaniels was going to be there. So, you know, I see a lot of people going after Hondo. Leave Hondo alone, man. Hondo's a good dude. Y'all got to chill out. Y'all got to chill on my guy, Hondo. So I'm going to have to start coming after y'all. Jones is locked in for two more seasons. Boom. Boom. Give it to me. That's what I'm talking about. Let's see. Hire coach AP, make Graham D coordinator, Eric Bieniemy OC, and draft Jaden Daniels. I love it. I didn't see. That's why you and I think the same way. Because, look, we know Eric Bieniemy is going to be out in Washington. They're going to fire that whole staff. He's going to need a job. Now, obviously, Andy Reid will try to bring him back. I would think, look at their offense this year. But I would say, you know, Eric Bieniemy would be a top name. I even talked about bringing back Hugh Jackson. Everybody knows that as a head coach, he couldn't get it done. As an offensive coordinator, he made Jason Campbell look like an all-pro. Let's see. Here we go. Yeah, it's cool that AP coached Jack Jones as a kid and now a pro. It's huge. And that's why I want Jaden Daniels, because he coached him as a kid and hopefully as a pro. How does he pronounce Miami? I've never heard it. Okay, now I need to. I like Frank Smith as well. I think Frank Smith is going to get a head coaching job, though. There's a lot of vacancies. That's what you got to realize. There's a lot of head coaching vacancies. I mean, off the top of my head, you got Carolina, you got Washington, you have Arizona, you've got potentially New England, potentially Pittsburgh. Damn, my light went out. There we go. So there's going to be a lot of coaching vacancies that are going to be opening up in the NFL. There's going to be a lot of talented defensive coordinators are going to fill those. You know, Ben Johnson over in Detroit is another one who's probably going to get a job. Frank Smith, I love Frank Smith because he does have ties to the Raiders. Only person I don't want is just keep Jim Harbaugh away from the team. I know everybody says they want Harbaugh. I do not want Harbaugh. People don't realize that Harbaugh is a product. The reason why he's doing well in Michigan is because he can cycle through these players. He can cycle through these players every 3 years. He usually wears out his welcome in about 3 years. He butts heads with the owner. He butts heads with the GMs. He tries to do things his own way. We don't need another John Gruden, okay? Oh, here we go. Miami. Ah, okay. Revenge is, yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. Bring in Bieniemy, get us a mobile quarterback. Look, I like Aiden, and I let him compete for the job. But I would say, get me Jaden Daniels or Caleb Williams. If we can get Caleb Williams, I'll be happy with that too. What's tough about this draft? Many teams are in the market for a QB. Raiders have to be a guess. I agree. And look, in the past 5 years, the Raiders have had what, 7 first round picks? Only one of those has panned out. Only Josh Jacobs has been the one that panned out. I mean, Jonathan Abram, Damon Arnett, Henry Ruggs, Alex Leatherwood, Cleveland Farrell. You know, he's playing well now over in San Francisco, but he's still not a 4th overall pick. Jaden Josh Jacobs gonna be back next year? I think so. I think if Josh McDaniels was here still, I would say no. I think with AP, I think he's back. I think Devontae's not going anywhere. Max ain't going nowhere. Okay. Spillane ain't going nowhere. Yeah, exactly. That's why I do not like Jim Harbaugh. He's power hungry. AP and Champ ASAP. Yeah, look, he's been making moves. Champ and AP brought in Jack Jones. That's all I got to say. Jack Jones is a player that we thought Marcus Peters was going to be. Jack Jones has the swagger that we thought Marcus Peters was going to have. And I was a huge Marcus Peters guy. And his play on the Raiders just, not just his play, but his attitude, his approach to the game, it just pissed me off. Because the way that he approached it, it was like he didn't care. And as somebody who grew up as a Raiders fan, if you have the opportunity to play for the greatest franchise in National Football League, and you were a fan of this team, I'm telling you, you seize every opportunity. You wear that freaking 24 with pride. That number means something. These numbers on the front and back of these jerseys, they mean something. So many greats have worn these jerseys. So many greats have walked through the halls. So don't take those numbers for granted. No, Zamir White was a beast in college. And I love the way he ran yesterday because he ran the way that he ran in college. Downhill, hard, and just kept driving his legs. Coach AP McDaniels from Miami. Yeah. AP, Mike McDaniel, Dan Campbell, Nick Sirianni. They all have that it factor. They have the ability to lead men. And that's what you want as a head coach. Look, you don't have to be a big X's and O's guy. You can be a leader of men and hire coordinators to put you in a position that where they can coordinate the offense and defense and you manage the team. Okay. You don't need a offensive guru. I used air quotes there. To lead the team when you can't lead men. Here we go. Jack Jones cap numbers per over the cap. 2023, 386,000. 2024, 985,000. 2025, 1.1 million. We have Jack Jones on a steal. I could see him getting a little pay bump. See, Corey says, unless they get one of the big names, Williams or May, I think you traded for Fields and Roll. Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't dislike Fields. I don't think that he's the problem in Chicago. I think that Chicago is the problem in Chicago. I think that leadership in Chicago is the problem in Chicago. Now, look, if Jim Harbaugh wants to go to Chicago, by all means, go. But I don't think that Justin Fields is the problem. I think he has the ability. He has the ability to run. He has a good arm. He just needs somebody to develop him. He's never had anybody to develop him. He's been in this system. Well, he's been in what, two, three different systems now. And he's never had a chance to fully develop. And that's the problem with Chicago is they have so much turnover. It's the same thing with the Raiders. So much turnover. That, I mean, Derek Carr had a different offensive coordinator every couple of years. You know, you can't have continuity when you have so much turnover. You don't have success that way. It's not sustainable. I mean, you can look at the Chiefs right now. They lose their offensive coordinator. They lost their identity. Pat Mahomes is walking sassily on the sidelines, you know, waving his fingers like this. Like, come on. Let's not get ahead of ourselves. Jose says, give Jack Jones 24 next year. Let's not get ahead of ourselves. You play like this next year, then we'll talk about it. Because, you know, we've seen guys have one great season and then fizzle out. David Amerson. He is playing like, you know. Let's see. I do think they need to rotate Jacobs and Z White more often, but Jacobs never wants to come out. It's the same thing It's the same thing with Max. Max never wants to come out. You got, I mean, these guys want to play. These guys are Raiders. You know, these guys got the Raider tat on them, and they actually played like Raiders, not like the other guys that got the Raider tat and aren't Raiders anymore. These guys really, really, really just want to play. They love football. They're what you would call a Gruden grinder. Fields needs to stay a bit more healthy before. Yeah, he definitely does need to stay healthy. I think that, you know, you get a decent offensive line like we have, you can stay healthy. You know, he doesn't have an offensive line. That's a big part of it. That's a huge part of it. Somebody says retire 24. We can't. You can't retire 24 because then you'd have to retire 81 and 75 and 98 and 52 and 16 and 12. And, you know, there's 34 and 32 and 33 and 20, 37 and 20, like there's so many that you 21, 15. Like there's so many numbers that you would have to retire that we can't. You can't. The only number that you can retire is 00 because players can't wear it anymore. I mean, it's crazy. You would have a bunch of guys. It would be like college rules where you have guys wearing the same jerseys during the game. Tackle by number 52 and 52. Okay. I love seeing Mahomes all smug-faced on the sideline. I love seeing Mahomes all crying during the game. I love seeing him getting pissed off and limping around and yelling at his receivers and yelling at Andy Reid. And hey, did you guys did you guys see that a dog took a shit on the Chiefs field after the game? That dog, somebody find that dog and buy him the biggest bone in the world. Good boy. Raider Tim says, glad we have Jones under contract for a while. He won't be another Emerson. I don't think he will be either. I gotta throw out the hypotheticals, the what ifs, the, you know, all that. Let's see. Where is it? Johnny says, man, they need another DN to compliment Crosby and take things to the next level. I mean, Malcolm fucking Kuntz. I think Malcolm fucking Kuntz is that guy. Josh McDaniels should have been fired for not starting Malcolm Kuntz. That's what I say. The thing I love most about AP is hearing vet coaches Lewis and Coughlin in the building sitting in on meetings. That's huge. Iron sharpens iron. You know, I love how AP also compares things to his playing days. You know, talking about today, he said that, you know, Aiden gave him that same feeling that Eli used to give him, you know, where even though he's not playing well, he still had the same look on his face. Granted, Eli's was a little bit more dumb, but I'm just joking. He had the same look on his face and was going hard all four quarters, no matter how bad he was playing. And, you know, having those coaches there, having those coaches there to be, you know, to be there, to sit in, to mentor, to lead, bringing the alumni around, the alumni talking to the players and, you know, really getting involved. All those things matter. All those things matter. Ivan said that dog took a Patrick Mahomes. Yep, he did. He took a Patrick Mahomes. So give that dog a bone. The Chandler Jones mess was crazy. And, you know, yeah, you worked out with his brother when the UFC kicked him out. Well, Chandler, it's funny because Chandler, like, he posted one day that he was working out and then the next day he had booger sugar. And look, I'm not going to sit here and joke about mental health, but Chandler Jones needs help. I do not see this situation for him ending well in any way possible if he does not get help. And the problem is he will not seek help. And that's the problem. Hopefully Kuntz and Hobbs get contract extensions and Amik Robertson. At least with Aiden, he isn't turning the ball over. And that makes a huge difference. If you protect the football, look, you can go three quarters without completing a pass if you don't turn the ball over. Now, if you're throwing three picks in those three quarters and you're not completing passes, guess what? It's a completely different ball game. And we're probably looking at 41-21, them. So protecting the football, especially in an environment like that, that's huge. And that's one of the reasons why we won. I know everybody says that the defense carried him, but at the same time, yes, the defense carried him. I'm not going to say the defense didn't carry him. That'd be stupid. But the reason why we were able to win and the defense was able to carry us is because he didn't put the defense in a position to where their backs were against the wall. The defense was able to go out there and hunt. And shit, they hunted. We have, I say get Fields, let him battle out with AO4, make APHC, extend PG. Let's get this thing rolling. Yep. I'm not one to badmouth people, but looking back at McDaniels, I do feel somewhat bad for him. He really was not a good head coach. No, I agree. Look, I make jokes about McDaniels, call him McDummy, McDonald's, you know, fat neck, whatever. I got a fat neck too. So look, I can make jokes. I can make fat jokes. I'm svelte now, but I'm still a formerly fat guy. I can still consider myself a band. And if you don't know what a band is, you better figure it out. But get out of here. McDaniels is a great offensive coordinator. He's a great offensive coordinator. You know, you don't win five Super Bowls by being a shitty offensive coordinator. I mean, granted, you have Tom Brady as your quarterback, makes things a little bit easier, but he still had some input with there. He helped develop him as well. As a head coach, he's not a good head coach, and that's okay. There's a lot of coaches. Nori wanted to hop on the pod, so say hi to Nori. There's a lot of head coaches that were not good head coaches, but were great coordinators. Hugh Jackson, North Turner. And I'm not talking about offensive, I'm talking about offensive or defense. You got freaking Brandon Staley. You know, these guys were guys that were great coordinators, but horrible head coaches. Mike Singletary. You know, so the list goes on and on. Unfortunately, the Raiders have had a ton of them. Jack Del Rio, you know, Tom Cable, Hugh Jackson. I mean, the list, I can go down the list all day. I could literally do a 2-hour podcast on bad head coaches that were great coordinators. Yeah, exactly, Ivan. Ivan says, I don't get why people wanted Jimmy G to enter the game due to his consistent throwing picks. I don't want Jimmy G touching any footballs right now. I don't. We didn't need him yesterday. We were able to move the ball on the ground. We were able to run out the clock. We were able to stop Patrick Mahomes. We were able to shut down Travis Kelce. You know, we were good. We're good. Dennis Allen. Thank you. Derek Carr might be getting him fired again. For the second time. I still can't believe my neck gaiter didn't fit your face because it fit my fat face. Look, Johnny, I was close to 400 pounds. I'm sure now it would fit just fine. But, your boy was pushing 400 pounds. I just got a text that I'm so sick of the get Justin Fields. Fuck that. I hope that Jaden Daniels and AP work it out on the back end. Yes. Thank you. Get me Jaden Daniels. Also, you give me a quarterback on a rookie contract. That's a lot of things that we can do. That's a lot of things that the Raiders can do defensively. Build up the offensive line a little bit, but spend some money on defense. We got ballers. Look, you got to pay Josh, whatever. We got ballers, though. We got ballers on offense. We got ballers on defense. But imagine you add a couple of key players. You add a couple of pieces right there. That defense elevates. I mean, look out. Get me some ballers. We're going to be ending pretty soon. But if anybody has anything else to say, any questions, you know, make sure you put them in. Make sure you guys are setting notifications. Make sure you guys are following the podcast. Make sure you're following me on social media. If you're not, I don't know what the fuck is wrong with you. But yes, go ahead, follow this, set a notification, share it, let your friends hear it. If you like it, go on the podcast, give it a 5 stars, drop a review. The way that I get my feedback is from you guys. So I don't know if you guys like my pod. I don't know if you guys are enjoying things. So I need you, please, pretty please, with sugar on top and a cherry. Boop. Can you please go to either Spotify or go to Apple Music or go to Apple Pods or whatever. Drop 5 stars and leave a review. You could just say, great Potter, you know, Kenny, you look like shiny head Shook. I don't give a fuck. Just leave me, come on. Throw me a freaking bone here. And before we head out, let's just go through these comments real quick. AP doesn't throw his guys under the bus like McDoofus. Yes. AP has a great rapport with players and who are studs. Yes. And from what I've heard, he already has an idea of players that he wants to bring in, which is great. Steal Chris Jones from KC. Fuck yes. Who would I like to see as an OC starting next season? Bienemy would be my top choice. The amount of money spent on defense is insane for how great they're performing right now. Coaching has a lot to do with it. That's right. Damn right. I was upset when we lost Enzo Perryman. We got a better linebacker in Robert Spillane. Divine Diablo has stepped up a huge amount. King Stradamus prediction on we in the dance or what? We control our own destiny. I believe that the Raiders control their own destiny. You beat Indy, you beat the Broncos, you are in the driver's seat. I believe the Raiders will make the playoffs. I do. I really do. And I'm not just saying that as a homer. But the Raiders control their own destiny. If they keep playing the way that they've been playing, they will. Raider Nation, I'm out. Until next time, it's been real.